All information contained in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. You should consider the appropriateness of this information with regards to your individual objectives, financial situation, and needs. Welcome to Sharing More Than the Sheets, a podcast to help you and your partner make better financial and lifestyle decisions so that you can both focus on the things that you love. I'm your host, Michael Curry, financial planner, green thumb, husband, and just dad. This segment is called Michael's Magic Moment. It's my opportunity to play a little snippet from one of our previous episodes, which resonated with our listeners, that I received feedback from, or I felt really had an impact on some people's lives. Hope you enjoy. Do you know where your money is going? I know that's an obvious question, and you could probably answer it really easily if you think about the things that you mainly spend your money on. But do you really know where it's going? You'll find that most people, if they were to go through their transactions on their spending, on their internet banking, would actually be very surprised how much they actually spend on certain things, especially the things that we physically pay for. The reason I recorded this episode a few years ago, and it's listening back at it, I can actually hear my kids in the background making some sound and talking or something. Thankfully not fighting. The reason I've recorded it is because it's something that I talk about regularly with clients, we discuss it regularly, and it's, to be honest, it's probably, I would say it's more important than how much you're actually earning. What is going out is more important than what's coming in. And I say that because many times I'll come across situations where there's someone earning a very good income, but when their expenses are almost the same amount, they're just as better off as the person that earns half as much, that has less expenses. If anything, they're actually worse off than that person that has less expenses than they're earning. And it's very important to know where money is actually going, and there are ways to do it. And in this episode, I actually touch on some of those ways. I touch on some strategies. I touch on some benefits and some reasons why a couple should track their spending. And I even give a bit of an analogy as to, you know, of someone that's trying to diet and lose weight and why they should be tracking what they're eating and the type of food that they're eating. And it's no different when it comes to budgeting. It's no different when it comes to managing money. And it's not about sitting there every day and looking at how many cents you spent where, but it's just about having a system or having a process in place just to monitor what's going out so that you can be aware of it. Because with awareness comes knowledge and empowerment and confidence, and it gives you the ability to make changes when you need to, and it gives you the ability to strategize, and it gives you and your financial advisor the chance to actually look at where things are at and makes you aware of trends, especially if you may be spending more on certain things that you probably realized or more than you probably intended to or feel comfortable spending. So let's go back to the episode. I hope you learn from it. I hope you take something from it. And please feel free to touch base if there's anything that I can do to assist with. It always helps to have someone there. It always helps to have a second set of eyes or a second set of ears. And hopefully it's going to help you to monitor your spending and figure out where your money is actually going. You need to figure out where your money's actually going. And there's different ways to actually track your spending. So one way to do it is to actually go through your bank, your card statement, and to essentially work out what you're spending your money on. A lot of internet banking websites let you extract all these transactions as an Excel sheet. If you're not as Excel-minded or as Excel-obsessed, an option is to use an app. There are plenty of tracking apps. Many banks through their internet banking allow you to actually track your spending as well. And the whole point of this is to categorize your spending in different areas. So essentially to work out what you're spending on food, what you're spending on shopping, what you're spending on bills. And this is going to be very, very important, because what it's going to do is it's going to give you a very good idea, first of all, as to where your money is actually going. What this normally creates is some awareness, because sometimes I'll talk to somebody about their living costs and they'll say, yes, we spend $200 a week on groceries, about $50 a week eating out, and $100 a month on clothes. But realistically, when they actually start looking at what they actually are spending through an app, or as I said, through the statements, or even through writing it down manually using a pen and paper, they actually find that they spend a lot more than they actually think. And whether it's more groceries, so it could be, you know, most people do groceries once a week, but it's the shops in between. Sometimes it could be takeaway, eating out, getting food delivered to you, or even shopping. And many people only go to the shopping centers once or twice a month. But what about internet shopping? So there's all these things that add up, which many people don't actually realize. And when I'm talking to a couple, for example, not always, but in many cases, one person is aware of their spending and one person isn't. So it could be just one of you that isn't really aware of where the money is actually going personally. And that sometimes could literally just be because that particular person is more time poor than the other. Or maybe they're not very good at remembering where they spend their money. Or maybe they have more responsibilities than the other when it comes to financial spending around the house, you know. So there's different reasons for that, but for that reason, it's really important to sit down together and talk about it as a couple, to actually pick each other's brains. Don't do everything you can to avoid arguments, and make it a constructive discussion, and make it as mature as possible and as productive as possible to be able to work out what is actually going on. So, because when you have these discussions, it is very easy for one person to feel like the other person is attacking the other person, or criticizing, or even belittling the other. And this isn't what the discussion should feel like. It should feel productive. It should feel like, okay, you know what? Let's sit down together and figure out what's going on, because if we don't do it, no one's going to do it. Now, as a financial advisor, yes, I help people with these things all the time, and we sit down and we talk about strategies and tips. And, you know, part of having an advisor is to have that accountability and to have that person there talking to you about these things, and also to making, you know, someone that makes sure you're actually going to do it. But the other part of it as well is going to be to make sure that everything is being done properly, and that you're looking at all your bank accounts, and that, you know, if you buy things with cash, which not many people do these days, but if you buy things with cash, maybe for this month or two that you want to track your spending, maybe just stick to one account so that everything's in one place. So it just makes it a lot easier to track. When you've done that, your next goal is to look at your spending habits. So essentially to work out, okay, what do we literally spend on food every week? What do we spend on shopping? What do we spend on random things? What do we spend on bills? Because bills, I mean, you can change your bills by shopping for better, cheaper electricity deals, or canceling subscriptions that you don't need to be paying. But realistically, the majority of bills need to be there. You know, you have to pay for your children's education. You have to pay for registration. You know, you have to, petrol normally isn't that negotiable. You know, there's insurances, that there are things, yes, you can shop around for better deals, but at the end of the day, you have to pay them. But if you can do this exercise and look at these things and work out what are you actually spending your money on, what you then would do is to work out what do we need and what do we actually want. And this will help you work out what you can actually reduce. So as an example, when it comes to any budget, many people feel like a budget should be a representation of what they have spent in the past, but what it really should be is a goal or a target as to what you would like to spend on something. It should be, okay, we're spending $400 a week on food. I think we should make that $300. So it needs to be realistic. You can't be like, let's just drop it down to $100 and we'll stick to baked beans and Vegemite. It needs to be realistic, but it also needs to be something that you both agree on, that you think, yes, we can both do this. Let's try to do this. The other thing as well is to look for quick wins, like, as I said, canceling subscriptions that you don't need to be paying for. I've talked about this before, but again, you know, having Netflix, Stan, all these different things, when if you don't watch many of them, if any of them, you know, just cancel them. The other thing as well is look at these things and track them together, because this is going to be so important. Because as a couple, when you sit down at the end of the month, you can be like, okay, we agreed to spend $300 a week on eating out. What did we actually spend? And if you've gone over, that's fine. As long as it's within reason, and as long as A, you could afford to do it, and B, you both feel like it had to be done. So just to set this expectation as well, things are going to not go to plan. The plan is not going to always go to plan. And in fact, it rarely does, because things happen, life happens. But when you do this, you'll become more aware of your spending and more aware of where your money is actually going. And it's going to help you have this accountability with each other and in your relationship. And what you'll notice is that you'll stop spending money on things that you don't need to spend money on. You'll notice that you'll probably do it here and there, because we need to enjoy life as well and do things that we like to do. But at the same time, you are going to be more mindful of where your money is actually going. It's like being on a diet. If you're trying to watch what you eat and you're monitoring the amount of sugar that you have and the amount of carbs you have at night or whatever it may be, when you are more aware of it and when you're actually looking at what you're actually eating, you're less likely to have takeaway 4 or 5 times a week than if you didn't really track or even monitor what you're doing, and you have takeaway one night and then 2 nights later you just do it again because you're time poor, and then you do it again another day and you do it 3 days later because you forgot that you did it during the week. So it's very similar to that, but it's a spending thing, and it's about tracking where it's going and being aware of what's actually going on. Thanks for joining us on Sharing More Than the Sheets. Please make sure you subscribe to be updated with future episode releases, and feel free to share this episode with any friends or family that you think it might benefit. Please visit us at sharingmorethanthesheets.com.au to submit questions or requests for future podcast topics. These podcasts have been brought to you by Better Financial Planning Australia. To book a 15-minute phone chat, visit betterfinancialplanning.com.au.